this is too good to miss. I've just suddenly realized that the two people I'm sitting with, one of their first languages is German and the other is French, and mine is, I'm a bit of English. So I just have to capture the sound of the lady in French. Can you say something in French, please?
Bonjour.
A little more. No? Okay. Let me have a word in German, please.
Guten Tag. Hat mich gefreut, Sie kennenzulernen.
And can you tell me a tiny bit about who you are and what your business is in German, please?
So, mein Name ist Frank. Ich arbeite für LinkedIn und arbeite hier in Dublin für LinkedIn im Verkauf.
Sehr, sehr gut. Sehr gut. I was going to say gracias, but my German is terrible.
Danke.
Thank you. And en français, what is your company? Your company. I'm putting on a French accent. And English. Forget it. What will you say in French? What your name is and what your company does?
Bonjour, je m'appelle William. Je travaille pour IOVOX et c'est une société télécom qui propose une plateforme de téléphonie avec des solutions avancées.
Et le HQ, c'est à Londres?
Et le siège social est à Londres, à Notting Hill.
And look, I'm happy to carry on in French, but I can't handle German. So what about LinkedIn? Can you break any news about LinkedIn here for people who are listening on Audioboo? Anything interesting come out recently on LinkedIn?
Oh, certainly. We have just released the new profiles. So if you check your LinkedIn profile, you can now opt into a new profile view, which obviously gives a lot more information than you had before. And one of the more exciting things that recently happened as well is the endorsements. And I'd say it became actually highly addictive for all of us to endorse each other. So have a look and enjoy playing with it.
Haven't you just borrowed Zuckerberg's like and you just called it the endorsement? Is there any more substance to endorsement on LinkedIn than a like on Facebook?
Oh, it actually completely different than a Facebook like, because endorsements are endorsing your skills. So people you have worked with endorsing, or people you know endorsing your skill level. So that means it makes it more meaningful. You're not claiming now to have a skill, it's actually people endorsing you for a skill. And if people want to work for you or with you, specifically if you have a new business like yourself, people now see what you're really highly skilled at, and people who have worked with you be able to endorse you for the skills they actually experience from you.
So it's endorsement of your skills rather than endorsement of you as a human being. It's actually quite specific, is it?
Yep. So endorsement of you as a human being is there as well. That's the recommendations. So you always had the ability to have those. But endorsement of the skill sets, that's the new part. And it's, as you say, very specific to a skill set you have.
And when you endorse somebody's skill, can you, in addition to endorsing them, like, say, I endorse this person for writing, let's say, or blogging, or to help teaching, let's say... No. Any old skill they have. Can you actually give context? Can you say, because I worked with them or anything like that? Can you add anything by way of a narrative?
So that would be then the recommendation. So if you wanted to be more profound in recommending somebody and not just give them the one-click endorsement, then you can recommend them. And you don't have to be asked for a recommendation. You can go actually proactively and recommend people. But as an individual on your LinkedIn profile, you choose which recommendations to actually show.
I recently put a list on Listly. I don't know if you know about it. There's a platform called Listly. And I put a list on Listly of the people who have most influenced me in my life, right? My heroes, right? So I put a list up and I wrote a blog post about each one of them, right? So it was a bit like another platform on which I could give a recommendation. You might like to have a look at what Listly are doing. I mean, I'm not suggesting that LinkedIn go and buy Listly. I mean, Nick Kellett, you're the CEO of Listly. I'm not trying to sell you to LinkedIn. But there actually is a real connection that is just light bulb that just opened up in my head.
actually, one other feature we recently released is follow thought leaders. So it's something you may want to have a look at. So thought leaders, including the current presidential candidates in the US, are actually posting their blog posts on LinkedIn, and you do not have to connect to them to actually follow their thoughts this way. But in what you basically put on Listly, if you wanted to drive traffic to it, you can easily use your LinkedIn profile by making a status update and actually linking to the blog posts you made. And this way you drive traffic to it and you make your connections aware of what you're actually doing. And this is something where your LinkedIn profile can actually be very beneficial to your wider network because they see what you're doing, and to you because you're driving traffic to the work you've done there.
Do you know, I feel I need a LinkedIn consultant, somebody who will come to Cork, sit down with me. I live in Cork, right? Come sit down with me and actually be alongside me while I actually do, while I get the whole thing connected up. I mean, do you actually have LinkedIn-approved consultants?
No, not as such, but we do have an excellent support team. So if you do have a question specifically, you can actually go online and check with our support. And there are physical human beings sitting behind those emails or chat functions as well. So you are able to, in a way, talk to them, but it is via email or chat.
I have no problem with that. I mean, I'm used to that kind of a thing, but that's great news. I mean, I actually could be helped by LinkedIn to get more benefit out of LinkedIn.
Most certainly. That's what we're here for. We're not just a website.
Frank, what's your name?
Frank Hatton.
Say a little bit more in German.
Oh, auf Deutsch. Ich schlage vor, einfach dich nochmal hinzusetzen. Schau dir LinkedIn an, kannst jederzeit mit uns in Kontakt treten. Und hoffentlich kriegst du noch mehr aus dem Ganzen raus und siehst den Benefit von LinkedIn.
Ich bin von Change Agents. What can you say it in German? Ich bin von Change Agents. That is my company.
It's still going to be Change Agents in German, is it? Or you want me to translate Change Agents?
Translate Change Agents into German. Does the German language have a word for a change agent?
I would assume so, but I can't think of it now.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. We'll crowdsource it, right? Okay, audiobook community. What is the German for change agents, right? Hey, thank you a million. Before, this is Ryan Gallagher from iOVox, who's just arrived. Are you also French?
No, but I can speak French. Well, you really want me to.
Yeah, will you speak in French and say something about what role you play in iOVox?
Je suis le fondateur.
Okay, I've met a number of fondateurs, but you're the first person who's used the word. Well, okay. You're actually the founder of it.
Yes, I am.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. And the two of you here is, and your role in the company is?
Business development.
You have to be polite.
Pardon? Business development.
Oh, yeah.
Development.
Business
development.
Yeah.
So I'm right at the heart of the company here with the two of you, yeah?
Yes.
Great. He's gone off now. I won't get any more. I will talk to you. Can you say anything else you'd like to say about the company, really? Or
we are really happy to be there and to meet such interesting people. It's really interesting to know how it's going in the market and to meet other web companies.
That's lovely. And tell me, in French, what is French for change agents?
Agent du changement.
Is it a word used often in French culture? Is it in... Are there change agents within organizations?
Not really. I'm not aware about this kind of... No, I don't think so.
If somebody was somebody who had a natural disposition and a track record of always bringing about change, right? They were quite skilled at promoting change, helping other people to change, building collaborations with other... What would you call that kind of a person in French?
It's more like coaching, no? It's more like coaching, no? It's your kind of activity.
No, we do business branding.
Oh, okay.
We do business branding from the inside out. You know, we would actually help companies to get their story straight so that there's completely aligned from the heart of the company, from the very reason that the company exists, from its core, that every single thing from that, its vision, its values, its purpose, its personality, its tone, its color, its style, that they are all coherent, clear, and integrated.
So it's a lot of advices.
A lot of?
Advices. Advices?
Advice?
Yeah.
No.
Are you advising the companies?
Yeah, we don't I wouldn't do advice. Yes, help, yes.
Yeah.
But the thing about advice is usually advice feels like it's from the outside.
Okay.
To get, we work not as external advisors.
Okay.
We work as collaborators, right?
Okay, I will say accompagnateur, accompagnement du changement, accompagnateur du changement. Changes.
Merci. Yeah, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
There are certain, like for example, sympathique is not translatable as a word into English, is it? There is no English equivalent of sympathique.
Friendly?
Yeah, but it's not the same in French, is it? It means a lot more.
I think it's almost the same. Friendly.
Friendly.
Yeah, because usually it's translated
by
friendly.
I think it's deeper in French, though. Or somebody is... well, okay.
Depends of the
maybe it's my own misunderstanding.
Sentence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a, but anyway, to say that... I'd love to ask... Can I ask you one bit of advice for other people running, you know, developing their business? Three pieces of advice about how to develop your brand. What advice would you give to a person aiming to develop their brand?
I think if no one knows about you, you have really to make a lot of networking and to speak with people and to show them what you are doing and that you are friendly also. So to make them want it to work with you, so it's really important. If you have a good project, it's easier to sell it.
That's true, yes.
And have a really good marketing, not only in the on the paper, on the support, but also on the networking events. So you have really to know how to speak
based,
about your company.
Based networking, exactly. Like this, like we're meeting?
Exactly, yeah, it's
because
really
it's
important.
Very, I mean, now we have met, so you yeah. never know. Your company is changing some, helping other companies to change.
Yeah. No.
I want to ask Ryan, and I'm going to hang on 1 minute and see. I have another few minutes on the audio boo, but I have to distract him. Ryan, I have to ask you one question,
okay.
Right? You're the founder of this company, which I've heard about. You, and your wife, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. What's her name?
Belinda.
And is she Belinda Gallagher?
She is, yeah, yeah.
Are you Irish?
I'm not. Well, kind
of. Scottish?
Mixture. So I was born in Liverpool. Grew up in Canada and Scotland, but of Irish heritage, so...
Where in Canada? There are people listening to this in Canada. Where did you grow up in
Canada? Alberta. Up north in the middle. It's very cold. But it was very small then. It's a big city now.
Look, I will you help me with one thing? I'm looking to collect bits of advice from different people. How should somebody... No. What advice would you give to somebody who wanted to develop their brand, right? They're here, they're at this event, or they're anywhere else for that matter. Three bits of advice about developing your brand. What would... I'm giving you time now while I'll talk here while you think...
I'm probably the worst person to ask about brands, but...
Why? Go on, that's a very interesting...
Well, the only thing I ever do in brands, I believe, is that your reputation precedes you. So you protect your reputation and all else. So forget about everything and protect your reputation. Then I think that your brand actually goes off and does it itself. But I'm not very good at marketing, so all our marketing has come from word of mouth from existing customers. And I think that is the best brand management you can ever do. So a lot of people chase new business all the time without ever focusing on existing business. And I think that that is a short-term solution, because even if you look at companies who target SMEs, for example, in the UK there's, you know, millions of SMEs, you'll soon run through them all and start at the beginning again. And if you've actually burned your bridges, you're not going to get the opportunity twice. So I think that you're better off looking after your existing customers, partners, friends, whatever, protecting your reputation. And that's the best brand management you can ever do.
Wonderful. That will be very memorable. Protect your reputation. You know, in the book that I'm going to produce about how to build your brand, right? From Change Agents, my company, right? I will use that advice and quote you and use it there, and it'll be great. Wonderful. Thank you so very, very much. It's lovely, you know. May I take the photograph of the two of you together and put it on? Have you ever seen this thing called Audio Boo, by the way?
No.
This is I do a lot of impromptu conversations with CEOs, founders, and people in business, right? Helping them to share the story of what they're doing, where they come from, making them human, making them real, having interesting conversations like we've just had, really. for the purpose of giving other people the ability to decide whether they'd like to follow up and, you know, see what you're like, you know. And I was very struck by you saying there that you shouldn't just work through, you know, thousands and thousands of potential leads, you know, and tick them all off and then have to start all over again. The depth of engagement that you're talking about, you know, repeat business with a small number of very long-term clients, is that what you're about?
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of people spend a huge amount of money on customer acquisition and nothing on customer retention. And you can only acquire a customer once unless you're really lucky, so you're better off spending that money on customer retention. Of course, if you have a couple of customers, if you don't have them anyway, then you've got a bigger problem. But in terms of the spread and the spend, it's completely broken. And I've seen so many companies just burn through money trying to get new customers without ever addressing why customers are leaving in the first place.
I have to ask you, what did you do before you founded this company?
Okay, so give me I have a convoluted history. I used to be a bouncer and a bodyguard, and I used to be a fighter.
He is tall. He's tall. He really is. He's tall. He's got long hair, too, by the way.
And then I went on, I knew four people who got shot in 1 month. So I decided to do something different. So I got the computers about 15, 20 years ago. And I used to design and develop networks. And then ended up doing working for ISPs, working for large companies, did a lot of streaming video networks, and then founded this. And I had another company in Silicon Valley before this one as well.
Will you come back to Dublin again?
Yeah, we have some customers here. So we come back fairly frequently from now on out, yeah. We work with Golden Pages, Daft, and a couple of others.
11890?
Not yet.
Not yet?
That's okay. Our job.
Right. Well, I can at least help there be a little introduction.
Oh, really? That'd
I could help an introduction. I can't promise any business.
All we need is an introduction.
But I could maybe help an introduction.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that offline, right? Let me just I'll stop this audio, and it's Paul O'Mahony from Change Agents thanking Ryan Gallagher and Wiam Darduri. Lovely. Thank you both ever so much. It's been just lovely to meet you and talk to you. That will happen.